K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist, and Thompson. Their dreams of back-to-back flags well and truly alive. They are first into the GDFL Grand Final for 2019. 11-11-77 over Bannockburn 4-9-33. We're lucky enough to be joined by Tigers captain Sam Jackett. Sam, thanks for your time. Congratulations. What's the feeling like in the Tiger camp? You've been with the boys this morning down, I think, doing recovery in the water. What are the boys up and about this morning?
G'day, Chinny, how are you? Pretty good, actually. It was actually just the reserves boys that headed down this morning. We were fortunate enough to get down into the water last night after the game. But, yeah, really good feeling amongst the group, and just excited to tackle the next 2 weeks and see what lays ahead of us.
Yep. Last year, of course, you had to go via the first semi-final after losing the qualifying final. This is a little bit different. And speaking to Reece Holwell after the game, he didn't use the word flat, but he thought you just took a while to turn on yesterday. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Look, we did obviously take a little while to kick into gear, but I reckon that's probably more so just from the pressure that Bannockburn brought. I thought they were exceptional in that first quarter. They had it all on the line, and, you know, they came out swinging pretty hard, and they did admittedly have a 3 or 4 goal win in that first quarter. And, yeah, we probably took our time to hit our straps, but more so just from what Bannockburn brought to the fold, and I was pretty impressed with the way they started as well.
Yep. Your back six was outstanding. Yourself, Adam Wiseman, PJ DeSanto played a really good role down there yesterday as well, but you got a lot of run. And one guy yesterday that probably flew under the radar a bit was Spokes, who provided plenty of run off half-back yesterday. Just looking back through some photos of the game, every second one seems to be him taking off on the social club wing.
Yeah, really, really happy with the game Jack had yesterday. As an overall six, it was important for us to play well. I mean, you know, they've got the three bigs down there in Miller, Tom and Gillies. But I was, yeah, really, really proud of the game Jack played yesterday. I was joking with him at halftime and then at the end of the game that he saved his best for the biggest occasions. So hopefully he's got another gear to go and can play another similar game in 2 weeks' time when we play in the grand final.
And Matty Egan's been in some really good form over the last month as well and probably played one of his best games of the year yesterday.
Yeah, he just does all the team things, Matty. Puts his body in positions not many blokes are willing to do, and, you know, goes back with the flight, and yeah, he's really integral to our setup. I was talking to him as well after the game, and he said it's nice to be injury-free this time of the year, and he was carrying a bit of an ankle this time last year, so he's hitting the ground running and feeling pretty confident in his body, and just does all those little things that you love to celebrate as a group, and pretty held in a high regard within our 22 and the club as a whole, Matthew. So
You've got a different look to you this year. Obviously, you've had some changes to the side. I think you had 5 premiership players running around in the twos yesterday. You brought some guys in. Obviously, Hodgson and Casey are two that stick out. And then obviously the Westwoods as well. Only Jared played yesterday, but Josh potentially to come in for a grand final. But Reece and Squiz have done a great job in being able to get this group to blend very quickly.
Yeah, I think that was probably our focus throughout the preseason, knowing we'd bought 5 or 6 new guys to the fold, and, you know, they've always bolstered and said that they've just always looked for the right type of person, just to bring that good culture in, and blokes like John O'Casey and the two Westwoods have been really good at coming in, and, you know, they've all got the right attitude, so it's always been a pleasure to have those guys around this year, and we've gelled really well, and that was from the get-go in pre-season. Obviously, November through to February, March, we did a lot of team building type of stuff, and those guys are bought in really well, so it's been enjoyable having them around. Some of the older heads, as in the two Westwood boys, are nice to have in the fold, and yeah, just really enjoyable kind of guys to be around. So yep, they've done a really good job on bringing the right type of player in.
Yep, and obviously Forbesy comes back to the club, Jacko McLeod comes back to the club as well. You might have 8 or 9 different players come grand final day to what ran out last year.
Yeah, it's exciting. It really is. I mean, we've probably built our depth really well, and as you said before, we've got 5 or 6 blokes that probably, in all right, probably should be playing senior footy. So there's going to be some guys that miss out that probably deserve to be there. But when you look at those types of names like Forbes and Jackson and obviously the two Westwood boys and PJ DeSanto himself, like they're just quality blokes, quality players, and they've well and truly earned their right to run out at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got that extra day to think about it. Do you like having the week off, or did you prefer last year when you were playing every week?
It's nice to have the contrast this year. I mean, you know, we did it the hard way last year and had to play all weeks and into the grand final. And it was really good for us in terms of what we built that time last year. We were riding a pretty strong wave of momentum. And this year's probably a little bit different. It probably plays into our hand, hopefully a little bit better with a bit of an older list and having that week off. But, I mean, I haven't done this before. I've never been down this route. So I might have to tell you the answer to that in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, we'll find out about 4:45 on Sunday, September 15, whether it's worked for you. Sam, well done. Congratulations into another grand final, and well done to you. You've had a fantastic year as captain once again and played some ripping footy. Well done to you, and look forward to talking to you over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.